Welcome to the Infernal Schoolhouse Podcast. Explosions and Fi. I'm Brian.
And I'm Aaron.
And this week we are so excited to have Dawn Frost of Dawn Frost Cosplays to the podcast. Welcome, Dawn.
Hi, everyone.
We are so excited. Aaron knows this. I've been obsessed with getting a cosplayer on the show. It's something that I know so little about and am so fascinated with the world of cosplay. So we're so excited to have you on to help, I guess, decode this mysterious profession to us. So thank you for being on.
You're more welcome. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I guess to get started, can you just share with us your story of how you first got into cosplaying and what sparked your interest?
So I believe it was like 2016, and I was with this one guy, and he's like, hey, have you ever been to Comic-Con? And I was like, I didn't know what Comic-Con was. I just thought what it sounded like. I just thought it was a giant comic book convention. And I was like, oh, I'm not really into comic books. And he's like, no, it's not just comic books. And then I was like, okay. And then we got our tickets and he goes, oh, we can cosplay. I was like, we can what now? And he's like, cosplay. And I was like, okay, never heard of it. And he told me people just, it's like Halloween, but in summertime. I was like, all right, cool. What should we cosplay? And he's like, oh, we should do Marcia Lee and Marcia Lee from Adventure Time. And I was like, okay, bet. We didn't make our costumes. We bought, like, because it was so easy. It was like blue jeans and a tank top. And he was just like a red plaid shirt. And so we went and I had so much fun. I was like, I want to do this again. And then another convention here in my state was SakuraCon. And then I went there. No, it wasn't SakuraCon. It was PAX. Because after that was PAX. So we missed SakuraCon. So it was PAX. And so I had one of our friends help me make my first costume because I didn't own a sewing machine yet, but I did know how to sew. I just didn't have my own sewing machine yet. And then I went to PAX and I was like, it went as one of my favorite League of Legends characters, which was Jinx from League of Legends. Mm-hmm. And I've never shown that much skin because, you know, she has a Daisy Duke look, like a bikini top and like skinny, like little shorts and everything. And so I was like, okay, what, like that? And I loved it. I never felt more confident in my life. And I was like, you know what? This is really cool because like everyone just out there having fun. No one's judgmental anymore. Like it was like, I loved it. And we kept on going. Unfortunately, we did break up, but it was for the better. But I continued cosplaying and I never looked back because like I just want to do it because like it's a cheaper hobby than World of Warcraft and Warhammer.
That's for sure, especially in Warhammer.
Yeah. I feel like we could just end the podcast right there. It's like Halloween in summertime. Like, that's the answer. That's what I needed to know.
There's way more. Trust me.
Okay, we'll keep going. We'll keep going.
So now that you're a pro, could you maybe walk us through the process of how you create your costumes, like where you start and then kind of what steps are involved in getting things going?
So if I was making like an armor build, so there's a thing that's called a duct tape pattern where you take cling wrap, and you can wrap it around yourself. Like, let's say I want to make a gauntlet for my arm. I wrap my whole arm and I take strips of duct tape. Don't put it on too tight, but just like put it on your arm, like little patches here and there. And then you could take a marker and kind of etch out how the design would look. Don't forget to put the registration marks because when you cut it off, you're going to need those registration marks. Then you have your pattern and it fits you. It's custom to you. And then you can lay that on a sheet of foam and then you can cut it. And then you can glue it together and then you could do so much things. You can use a heat gun. You can use Warbla, which is thermoplastic. And like you can paint it. The skies are the limit. You can make almost anything out of cosplay. You can even make the illusion of something floating if you get like very see-through dowels, which I did for my Sally Whitemane cosplay with my staff. I had like three dowels in the top, make it look like the top part of the staff was floating.
That's really cool.
So in all of your costume builds, what's been the most challenging costume to create so far?
Ones that do not have tutorials. So for example, I don't know if you guys kind of got the hint. I also like League of Legends. And so
I'm picking that up.
So my second favorite character on there, his name is Warwick. And he is a hound. What is he? He was a werewolf. There we go. And there's a backstory to it, but that's a long backstory. So he has this skin, which is called a project skin, and he is just a robot dog at this point. I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I want to make that. And so there's no tutorials, there's no patterns, there's no nothing. So you're basically staring at this 3D image of this character and eyeballing everything because like no one else has ever made it as far as you know. Like you go on Google, you go like Project Warwick cosplay, nothing. You just see regular Warwick, you don't see Project Warwick. I was like, okay. So the hardest part is like making your own patterns from scratch by looking at it, eyeballing it, measuring it. You're going to make mistakes. It happens. But that is the most challenging part, is just making something that you, there's no tutorial or anything.
And so when you are the trailblazer, do you post the video or do you put the patterns online?
I do not post the patterns online. I honestly don't know how to post patterns online and how to have an adjusting chart because everyone's body shape is so different. So I don't know how to do the takeaway or bring in inches and whatnot. Also, too, no one else has been interested in cosplaying that character besides me. And then when I went to a con with it, like I even had lights and everything in that costume, and only a few people recognized me. So I guess not many people know what Project Warwick is, which is fine by me because I still had fun making it.
Exactly.
All right. So I know that we alluded to Warhammer and cost earlier, and I know that cosplaying can be expensive, but like, do you have tips for people who might want to try and manage or reduce those costs without really compromising on the quality of their cosplays?
So like a cost efficient cosplay?
Yeah.
Those, they're called closet cosplays. So it's basically you can find something in your closet and then you can just make it out of recycled material and make it into that character. It may not be accurate. And you don't have to be accurate. Everyone puts their own twist design on a character, even if it's like a main character. They can put, you're allowed to do your own twist and everything. So if you don't have the right color shirt or you don't have the right button up shirt, you did your best you can. And you don't have to spend all this money to cosplay a character. There's a lot of YouTube tutorials that also show you how to do a lot of things for cheap. And foam is not that expensive either.
At first, I thought you said closeted cosplay, but that's totally a different thing, I think. But yeah, and then you could just make up a story. It's like, oh, it's that character, but he's like in the 90s or something.
You also do casual cosplay too, which is also very fun. You could just dress like in normal, like kind of like, so you're still kind of like that character. You still like kind of like dress like their style. Like, let's say I was cosplaying Luna from Hell of a Boss. She has like a gothic style. I can wear what I'm wearing now. I'll just have to do my makeup a little bit differently and then put on my wig and my ears and my tail.
Oh, I like that. Like, I always think of cosplay as like all or nothing, you know, because when you're at cons, you see people and they have like moving parts on their costume and they're 8 feet tall. That's kind of cool to think about, just subtle cosplay.
Yeah. You don't have to go all out for a costume because like costume, like, so cosplay is costume and play. And anyone can cosplay anybody, no matter what race, what gender, what age you are, like anyone can cosplay.
I love that. Last year, my mom went with Aaron and I to the local convention in Denver. And I just had this idea of getting my mom to cosplay. I'm going to bring it up to her.
What are you wanting her to cosplay as? I need to know this before this happens.
If I let her choose, she would choose like Mary Tyler Moore or something. But still, that's fun. She said anyone can do it.
Yep, anyone can do it.
So speaking of cons, can you tell us maybe one of your more memorable experiences as a cosplayer at a convention?
So I would say SakuraCon that we have here in Seattle, Washington. There's a lot of memories I've had there because that's like, I go to that con almost every year. And so there's one time where the guy who I was with that got me into cosplay ended up cheating on me. And I found out at the convention. And I went off in the corner and started crying. But another cosplayer saw that I was upset and they were cosplaying a Link and they handed me a little paper heart, says, I don't know what you're going through. And I hope this paper heart finds you well, and hands it to me. And that's when I was like, oh my God, the cosplay community is so nice to me.
These are my people.
They are, because they, like, the person didn't know what was going on, but saw I was upset. And like, as you guys know, gamers, like when you are low on health, you give a heart and you gain like your health back. Mm-hmm. That's what that Link did. They were just trying to revive my broken heart because this is a community. I love it.
That's amazing. I love that story.
Okay. So kind of changing tack a little bit on this one. I know that cosplay can sometimes give unwanted attention. So how do you deal with this aspect of cosplaying? And then what advice would you give to others for handling those kind of situations?
So if you are wearing a cosplay that is like revealing, like let's say you're cosplaying Mystique and you did decide to do a lot of body paint and it's very revealing. It's like skin tight because it's just painted on or use a bodysuit. And if there is someone that's being unsavory to you, like very inappropriate to you, it's good to always go with friends, especially if you are a female. It's really good to go with a guy friend because like guys will also help chase off other guys. Also to going in a group and having signals like, hey, this person's being weird, like have a code, like have like say in a group, say, oh, pineapple or something like that. And if your group hears it, they go, okay, that's our cue to go save person from this person. So there's that. Always make sure that you tell someone where you're at, especially if you are going to a con alone and you are wearing something. Because like cosplay is not consent. And a lot of people do not realize that.
That's solid. I like the idea of having a code instead of just yelling, creep, creep, we've got a creep here.
Yeah. Like I have like some, yeah, I have like some people in our friend group that are under the age of 18 and we're like the con parents. So we keep an eye on them because their parents are not able to be there for them. And so we keep an eye on them, make sure that no creepy people are being weird to them.
I like that. Okay. So when you're at a convention, often the dynamic that I see is that people will come up to cosplayers consistently and say, can I get your picture? Can I get your picture? Can I get your picture? Almost always I've seen that the cosplayer is really open to that, but I'm wondering, is there some kind of etiquette that maybe Aaron and I and our listeners should be aware of when it comes to approaching cosplayers, specifically at a convention, to ask for a photograph?
If you're seeing a cosplayer sit down and eating, do not bother them. That is their time. They're very hungry. If you see them just sit down and they go like they just got off their feet, don't come up to them and say, oh, may I have a picture? Like me, I don't care. I'll drop my food right there. I'll like, oh yeah, I'll put it on because like I never said no to a picture. And my friend's like, you don't have to say yes. I was like, but I like having my picture taken. I feel
but
like
it's I want to.
So, I mean, a lot of people still do it, but in the future, people who are eating, like cosplayers are sitting down to eat, or they just sat down, or they're in like a little group circle and you see that they're like vibing with their friends, you can wait for a picture because like they're relaxing or eating after being in that costume all day.
Solid. But then I guess otherwise it's sort of expected then that if your costume is awesome, people may want to get their photo taken with you and then that's okay with you.
Yeah. Or if they recognize me, because like a lot of people recognize me as the Pup Cup girl, because I had a video that went viral of me cosplaying Luna from Hell of a Boss. And we were coming back from WasabiCon from Oregon and I was Luna. And we were driving back and I told my friend Avery, I was like, you know, it'd be really funny. She goes, what? I was like, if you take me to a Starbucks and get me a Pup Cup. And we went in, we asked permission to record first and we got the video. She posted it and it went viral. And so I'm also known as the Pup Cup girl on TikTok and stuff like that. So it's really funny.
I didn't even know that part. That's good to know.
So how important would you say authenticity is when it comes to cosplaying characters from diverse backgrounds or cultures?
It's good to do your research on the character too, because there's certain things that you probably shouldn't be doing, like darkening your skin or changing your eye shape for that character, because a lot of it is not okay. So for a light person, you shouldn't be darkening your skin for a cosplay at all. And you shouldn't be making your eyes like a different shape, like an Asian shape, if you're a white person, because like that is highly frowned upon. And also too, another thing that a lot of cosplayers do not like is when you dress as a very young character and you sexualize it. That's like, we're like, wow, why do you do that? Please don't do that.
All good advice.
So in your opinion, how inclusive is the cosplay community and what steps can be taken to make it more welcoming for everyone?
Oh, everyone's invited to be part of the community. Like I said, like cosplay is for everyone. You can be any race, gender, size, like even like some characters, people are like, oh, I wish I was skinny enough to cosplay this character, or I'm not tall enough to cosplay this character. You don't have to be. Like, it's cosplay, it's play, it's costume, it's fun. Like, you don't have to meet the character standards. Like, I also did a Captain Jack Sparrow cosplay, and I'm not a guy whatsoever, but I made myself look like a guy. And I'm not tall as Jack Sparrow, but I sure did my darnest.
That's cool.
I think that's a good question, Brian, because I still have in my mind the time that we were at Fan Expo, and that guy, who I'm not going to say what he was dressed as, gave you crap for not knowing who he was, and then told you something entirely different, and you came over all excited, like, oh my God, I just met this so-and-so character. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Yeah,
Something completely different.
He was a little gatekeepy, wasn't he?
Oh, there's a lot.
He was kind of giving. Yeah, I wasn't cool enough or nerdy enough for him, so he kind of dismissed me.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that there was a trend for a little bit on TikTok where someone's going to characters, and I think it's coming back around again, going up to characters and saying their character name wrong on purpose just to get a reaction, and so a lot of people get kind of like stinky about it. They're like, ooh, why are you calling me by the wrong thing? So it happens. I mean, I get called something totally different sometimes. When I was cosplaying Project Warwick, I had someone thought I was a Power Ranger. The Metamorphous one. I was like, oh, I'm not. Sorry.
So, you know, thinking about, I guess, your cosplaying future, do you have any, dream projects or goals on the horizon for yourself?
Okay, so going back to dinosaurs, there is this amazing person here in Washington State. Haven't met them, but I saw them on social media, and they have one of my dream cosplays, which is a full-size Utah Raptor costume. And I was like,
cool.
And I was like, I want it so bad. And so someone asked me, oh, what's your dream cosplay? And I posted them on my story. I was like, this person. I tagged them. I was like, I absolutely love their dinosaur, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was just fangirling, like, hardcore. And then she started following me. I was like, oh my gosh, she's following me. And then I was like, I got like a little giddy. It was like funny because like I had more followers than her at the time, and I was still so giddy. Now she has more. She almost has like a million followers on TikTok. And I'm just
you probably had a big part of that.
I don't know. Like, she's very talented. So I asked her, I was like, hey, how'd you make it? And she told me how she made the costume, or not made the costume, where she got the costume. And so I was like, okay, cool. So I now have the info, like where to get it. So she got it from this guy who's in China, and they make them, but it's like $3,000, but it's so stinking lifelike. The eyes move, like it breathes out of its nose. And like she programmed all the sound for it. And like, let's look up Saphira, the Utah Raptor and Velociraptor. So you'll find her. Like, she's, chef kiss. I love her.
Sweet.
That's fun. So I feel like you've addressed some of this, but I'm wondering, any other advice you'd give to someone who's looking to just get into cosplay and maybe doesn't know where to start?
Look for an easy character at first. Like, don't look at something like a big armor build. Just don't go like, oh, I want to do that for my first armor build. Unless you have like crafting experience, like really good crafting experience up there, like working with wood chip or like just making props for something. Because you're just going to burn yourself out. You're not going to know what you're going to need to do and anything. You could be using the wrong glue. You could have cut the wrong part or whatnot. Just baby steps. Because once you're done with those baby steps, you're going to get up there. I got like a lot of experience because my mom used to be a seamstress for our plays we were in. And I helped make the props. So I already knew how to make a lot of stuff. So I don't remember my first armor build. Oh, I do actually. It was Thresh from League of Legends. And that was completely now foam. But just don't burn yourself out. Just pick an easy character and just work from there. There are also, I don't remember the website name, but there's a website where you can put in the character's height and it will like measure like the weapon that they have. That way you can get a rough estimate like how tall and how wide you can make said weapon if you are not good at eyeballing things.
Nice. I feel like Cloud Sword comes up as number one on there probably.
It's a high possibility.
That's cool.
So, I mean, I knew you just mentioned that website, which sounds awesome. I'm going to look it up when we get off this podcast. But are there any other resources, communities, platforms you can think of that you'd recommend for beginners to kind of dive into so they can learn a bit more about it?
YouTube is always a good era because, like, I learned a lot of stuff off of YouTube. I don't remember how to say her username. I can't say her username for some reason. It's like the hardest thing to say to me. But her name is Taylor. She makes a lot of good YouTube tutorials on how to make like armor breastplates and stuff like that. There's another couple. I can't remember their username because they have like really like fun usernames I cannot pronounce. But they're both lovely German couple. And they make huge armor builds. Like, what is it? Monster Hunter. They did that. Jessica Negri is another cosplayer. She doesn't really put up that many tutorials. She does speed run tutorials, like how she made it, not like step by step, but it's like a speed run. If you just want to see a speed run that gets you like brain going, it's like, okay, this looks really cool. I want to make it. Also too, you can see like all the hard work and dedication you can put on each prop and each like little piece. Cause sometimes you have to make that same piece over and over and over again. So watching a ton of YouTube tutorials. And if there's not a tutorial on the character, you could probably just go and on Instagram and look up that character in cosplay and see how other people have done it. Cause there's a lot of people who have posted their progress, like how they made the costume.
Excellent. And what about our listeners? What's our best place for them to find you online?
Oh, you can find me at Dawn Frost Cosplay on Instagram and TikTok.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's how we found you, is on Instagram. You have some really amazing content, including Skeletor.
I'm just very curious, what video did you guys find to find me?
I think I just was searching, because I just, like I said at the top, I just really wanted a cosplayer. So I just like started following like some cosplay hashtags. And then there you were.
There I was. You're like, oh, cool. Like this girl, she dresses funny. I want yes, her exactly. On our podcast.
Exactly.
She's so brave going out in public like that.
So we're getting close to the finish here, Dawn, but I just wanted to ask, is there anything that we should have asked you but didn't? Or is there anything else that you'd like to talk about?
Well, let's just be nice to each other in the community, because there is a lot of trolls out there that will say very mean and negative things about your costume. Like if you make the costume look the way you want it to, or you don't air quote fit that body type of that character, and you still want to cosplay the character because you love that character so much, you just want to be that character. And then someone, so in there will be people that saying very hard negative things about you and about your cosplay. Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. And also too, those are the people that we do not accept in the cosplay community. Like, just be nice to each other. We're all out here just trying to have fun. We're all doing the same thing. We're adults with adult money that like dress up in costumes and like having fun. So when Hasbin Hotel came out, and there's a lot of Hasbin Hotel characters that were like, everyone was cosplaying. People put their own twist and their own spin on the characters. And so I've even seen it too, because people said it to me. People said to some of my friends, and I've seen it on other people's stuff. Like, all because you don't have a special part of that costume. Like, Angel Dust has four arms instead of two arms, and some people do not have the extra arms. Like, you don't have to point out, like, hey, you forgot this. Like, they know, because cosplayers look at that character. We look at it so deep that we know every little detail of that character. And there's a lot of times that we just didn't want to make that extra part because we didn't know how to make it work, or it was too time consuming, or we were on con crunch. Oh, do not get me started on con crunch. That's a, talk about a speed, like speed run. That never, the costumes don't turn out that cute if you speed run, but just be nice to each other. Don't hate on them all because someone did a costume differently and it doesn't look exactly like the character or exactly how you pictured the character. This is how the person who's cosplaying want the character to look. And we just need to take in consideration everyone wants to have a little twist on the character. So we'll just be nice to each other. There's so much already negative hate in the world. We just need to stop with all that. Just be nice to each other.
That's solid advice just in general, but specific to cosplay community as well.
Yeah. Just be nice to each other.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Because we're all adults in costumes.
Yeah. Thank you, Dawn, so much for joining us today. It's been a true pleasure.
No, thank you.
And thank you, dear friends, for spending time with us this week. Please check us out on Instagram or at our website, infernalschoolhouse.com. Oh, and we sell stuff on Etsy, too.
Also, this is a reminder, our weekly reminder, that we are now live streaming our Monster of the Week campaign on Twitch. You can watch our bi-weekly live episodes at twitch.tv/infernalschoolhouse, with the next one coming up on April 15th. Those only stick around for 7 days on Twitch, so you can catch our past episodes at youtube.com/@infernalschoolhouse. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.